بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم على آله وصحبه ومن والاه. أما بعد, my dear sweet brothers, sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Yesterday we start to speak about the fiqh of the Muslim family, and this is very important for all of us, as if everyone has family. So we need to be guided according to the Sharia, because if you will be guided according to the Sharia, that means all your problem will be solved. There is no any problem at all. Solution is there in the Sharia. Islam is the best system for all mankind. Islam is the best system for all the family. So if we follow the Islamic Sharia, we're not going to have any problem at all. So we said, we continue our classes from yesterday about the fiqh of al-usrat al-muslima, the fiqh of the Muslim family. Yesterday we remind ourselves that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Khubbat al-Wada', Jabir and the others said, and Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhuma wa ardahuma, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said clearly for all of us, in order to keep our family in a good or healthy atmosphere. So the Prophet ﷺ, he guided us and he said, أيها الناس اتقوا الله في النساء, fear Allah in women, فقد أخذتموهن بأمان الله. You married them with Amanullah. Amanullah, it's mean safety and security and guardian of Allah. وَاسْتَحْلَلْتُمْ فُرُوشَهُنَّ بِكَلِمَةِ اللَّهِ, and you married them and their private part became lawful to you by the name of Allah. When you meet the woman, you tell her, marry me by the name of Allah and the book of Allah, Sunnah Rasulullah. So she became lawful for you according to this statement. You don't need to work hard. It is a very simple contract when we make the marriage contract between the man and woman. So she became totally lawful for you by the word of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. So therefore, the Prophet, he put that the relations, clearly the relations between the man and the woman. And he said, وَلَكُمْ عَلَيْهِنَّ, and you have right over them. Men has right over the woman. أَلَّا يُطِئَنَّ فُرُشَكُمْ أَحَدًا تَكْرَهُونَ, not to bring any strange people to your house. You dislike him. You may dislike someone. And when we talk about male and female, male and female, so the Prophet, he clearly here sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, you have right over the woman not to bring any strange people to your house. You may dislike him or dislike her, for both, because it's proof. We know this clearly. Woman cannot have any relation between her and some certain of family members, such as brother-in-law. There is no anything in Islam that the brother-in-law enter your house and sit down with your wife without any mahram. Cannot be like this. This is ignorance. This is traditions. He knock at the door, I need to enter. You know, your brother is not here. He said, so what? Open it. I'm sorry, I cannot open it for you. Clearly, there's no any negotiation in that. So, number two, you may dislike a woman. You don't want her to come to your house, because it's proved many times, Abd Rashid, that certain women, they damage your wife. Certain women, they damage your wife. I have a case before, and this case came to me. A woman entered a good, very good brother. Very good brother, I know him. She entered the house of this brother without his permission. And the woman, of course, because she's a friend of his wife, she came. And this woman, subhanAllah, Her husband is in a good good financially, you know, like being, he's rich. And when she enters, this brother, he has like a limited place, like a small apartment, and like reasonable furniture. So the other one, she has a big house, very big, very expensive. What is that here? What kind of, when she enter and she meet this sister, what kind of life this? You are not alive, you are dead. What's that? What is it? Look at this. Look at this. You see, why he doesn't pay so and so? You know, in my house, my husband bought like a 60 inches TV. You still have a white, black and white TV, all this is shkali. So the other women are weak. Women, they need that. The women need to be in a pleasure, you know, even if you buy gold sometimes. You go to get Hajj or Pakistan, Bangladesh, you buy gold. The next year, if you go, I need more. I need more. So all of this, it's natural for the woman. Natural. You actually never stop. You understand? So when she has someone like that, corrupted her family members right away, her husband came, the brother asked, he came and she told him, listen, you don't love me anymore. My life with you is miserable, and so and so. Look, sister, so and so. So she has a good life. Her husband treated her better than me, so and so. And right away, she told him, I need to change the furniture, this and this and this and this. And in the end, they told her, I'm not able to do that. She told him, if you're not going to do that, you have to divorce me. SubhanAllah. So you may dislike someone from the woman, don't permit them to come to your house. And you have to tell your wife, clearly, I don't like this woman to come to my house. Such also similar as someone, you don't like him. Sometimes, maybe, she has like one of the family members, her brother, for example. If you know her brother, he visit her, and her, you don't like her brother. You know, we don't like to cut the relationship between our wives and their family members. We don't want. You understand? So if I found the brothers, he gonna damage the relation between me and my wife, I cannot permit him to come to the house. And the woman, she has to follow. Because if the woman, she move from the house of her father, who will be the sustainer, who will be the protector for the family members?
The brother.
The husband. The husband, not the brother. The husband has right over her. If the husband give her, exactly tell her, do that, and her brother, so don't do that. Which one she has to follow? The husband, yaqi, the husband. So, the Prophet cleared in the khutbah al-wada'. You have right over them not to bring strange people to his house without his permission. Look what the Prophet said in the second sallallahu alaihi wasallam. قَالَ فَإِنْ فَعَلْنَا ذَلِكَ فَاضْرِبُهُنَّ. If they do that, Sheikh Ali, beat them. Is it Rasulullah? We have a comment in this. Beat them. Because now she became najis, disobedience. She told you, no, wallahi, I'm gonna bring him to the house. No, wallahi, I'm gonna bring her to the house. You are exactly, listen, you better come back to your own town. We are in the United States here. You have no right. Woman has right here, or has right also here. We are equal. You don't so and so. This is actually called najis. The woman, she became najis. It means she free herself to follow the command of her husband. And Allah commanded her to follow her husband and to listen to him and to respect him and to obey him. Honor of the woman to respect the husband. Honor of the woman to obey. And I put it in this word, to obey the husband. So this is not my word and not your word. This is not word, not my word and not word. Yesterday when I told you what Hadrat Umar said, radiallahu anhu arda, he took Hafsa from her hand, that's his daughter. He said, and she's the wife of the Prophet, he said, that's your paradise and he is your hellfire too. If you obey him, you will enter the paradise. If you disobey him, you will go where? You go where? The hellfire. Innocent. Subhanallah. إِذَا قَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ إِذَا صَلَّتِ الْمَرْأَى خَمْسَةَ. If the woman she pray her five times salah, وَصَامَتْ شَهْرَهَا, and she fasted the month of Ramadan, وَأَطَاعَتْ زَوْجَهَا. What's mean أَطَاعَتْ زَوْجَهَا? طَاعَة. طَاعَة. طَاعَة mean what? Obeying her husband. وَحَفِظَتْ فَرْجَهَا, and she secure and guarded her private parts. Her body is a trust. All her body is a trust. This body belongs to who? To the husband, not to the people in the street, not to the work. The private part, all the women are private. Only halal for her husband, not for anybody else. So look what the Prophet said. Four things only for women. Four. Fast. Pray five times salah. Fasting Ramadan. Obeying her husband. And guard and secure her private part. What can happen, Ya Rasulullah, for this woman? قال لها, قيل لها. In the day of the judgment, she will receive a, so receive a call from Allah Ta'ala. ادخلي من أي باب الجنة شئتي. Hear all the eight gates of Al-Jannah. Go and enter in any one of it. Allahu Akbar. To enter the gate or the door of the highest level of Al-Jannah, Jannah Al-Firdaus, yes. So the woman, it is honor for her, not like the disbeliever woman. Islam honor the woman. Islam commanded the man to secure and guard and respect the woman and to make her like a queen. Why when I see in the day, in the morning, 6 o'clock in the morning, the woman, we have the subway upstairs, you know, in the second in top, and you know, you have to go through this level of the for the home. She run all the stairs in one to fast to catch the train. Said Subhanallah, what kind of life this? And I said, a woman here, woman in a woman, Muslim are disrespecting the woman. Muslim are treating the woman so and so. Who treating the woman differently? Women are queens, queen in her house. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala command all of us. Qala ta'ala, wamatti'uhunna 'ala al-qadari, wamatti'uhunna 'ala al-musi'i qadr. And when you spend in thrift. Make them happy. Give them a nice food. Buy clothes for her. Buy a good stuff for you if you are able financially. Buy a good food for her. That is actually treatment. Treatment. Now, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, if they disobey you and they said, no, I'm going to bring it, beat them. So how the beating will be? How the beating? Look at this hadith. The hadith ila Han Hakim. حكيم عن معاوية ابن حيدة القشيري رضي الله عنه وارضاه عن أبيه عن جده قال رسول الله قال قلت يا رسول الله he said ask the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم ما حق زوجة أحدنا what is the right of our wife of any one of our wife any one of us is wife. What's her right? قال أن تطعمها إذا طعمت. Feed her if you feed her from the same food you eat. Some of the stingy people, they go and eat in the restaurant with a steak and him and his wife actually go and make like a vegetable and eat. You understand? So you see, you always, all the time, give her the best, the same food or better what, than what you eat. You have to understand, if you take a luqma, the piece of food, piece of meat, piece of a chicken, and you put it in the mouth of your wife, Allah will give you good deed for every single piece of food you put it in the mouth of your wife. What do you think about this? Hasanat. meter. Meter is work. Don't worry about it. Then after that, وَأَن تَكْسُوهَا إِذَا اكْتَسَوْتَ. And if you buy clothes for yourself and go buy clothes for yourself, who finds a Muslim life, he go and buy the best suit. $300, $500 suit. And when he go, and his wife, she need to dress, he say, hey, take it. Go and make it. Like as something like very cheap. Cheap clothes. So he buy the best for himself. The shirt cost him $75. Like Brother Saeed, when he buy shirt for himself for $150. No, it's just astaghfirullah. Sheikh Saeed, mashallah, is a humble person. So, and the subhanallah. So all the time when you dress or you buy clothes for yourself, you buy also nice clothes for yourself, also by inshallah ta'ala. And look what he said. وَلَا تَضْرِبِ الْوَجْهِ. And if you try to train the woman and to make her humble because she disobeyed, woman, when she disobey her husband, she disobey Allah. You know that. Women, when she disobey the husband, she disobey Allah, because Allah commanded her to obey her husband and to respect her husband. The problem, we have a lot of damages. Big number of divorces in this country now. Big number of divorces. And all of us, we know and we hear. So we need to keep the Muslim life actually in excellent and perfect. So the Prophet ﷺ, he said, if they disobey, you understand, لا تضرب الوجه. Don't ever come and slip the face. Because a man cannot control himself sometimes when he became angry. Punch sometime on the face. And they love the TV here and the media. They love to see something like this. Many times they got a Muslim woman in the TV and the news all over. Look at the Muslim on her face, subhanAllah, swallow here, and the one of the eyes is closed. Look at the Muslim, what did he do? Because ignorance. So don't use your power and you feel you are powerful. Allah give you degree over her. Give you degree over her in good manners. Give you degree over her of spending. Give you degree over her, not because you are smart more than her, not because you are intelligent more than her. Many, many, many women are intelligent and smart more than the man. Is that right or not? So don't think you are bad, but sometimes we use our power and we disobey Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So the Prophet, he said, don't ever beat the face. You are not allowed to do that. وَلَا تُقَبِّحْ. Don't call her or curse her or say, tell her, you are ugly, you are like a donkey, you are stupid, you are so and so. And all the time you tell the woman that, so the woman, she feel in your house like she is in a bee, she like the piece of furniture, has no opinion, has no shura, has no so and so, because I'm the man. I am. Allah give me power. Ya akhi, sit down, Afi. Sit down. Subhanallah, because other way, the egg will come out from you. So take it easy, my brother. Take it easy and fear Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. فَقَدْ خُلِقْنَا مِنْ ضِلْعٍ قَالَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ خُلِقْنَا مِنْ ضِلْعٍ أَعْوَجْ. Allah created them from what? A crooked
bone.
What's your rib? Bone it. If you want to make it straight, the way how you want it, the way how you like it, I need you to be straight like this. You never ever gonna do that, because if you try to make it straight, we'll break it. So leave her as it is. Leave her as it is, like this, right? Bandit. Leave her as it is, crooked. You cannot make it. So you have to deal with the woman from this way, not without respecting, not because actually you are better than her. La, because Allah created her sensitive. A woman, she has feeling. There is a nice word to make her happy. The bad word, you could make her like what? Like an evil. So we have to treat. And خيركم خير الأهل. The Prophet ﷺ said, you are the best one of you who will be good with his family member. And I am the best one of you because I am the best of treatment or good with his family members. The Prophet used to make the dua, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to make the dough. The Prophet ﷺ used to wash his clothes. The Prophet ﷺ used to take and sweep the floor and clean. And who's this? And Allah gave him 9 women. But he does this work. Why? He wanna prove for us there's nothing wrong. Nothing wrong with this. Allah tabaraka, if you are able and you see the woman sometime, she's sick, closer to the menses, tired, so and so. A lot of children. But the brother, mashallah, she has a bunch of children, and he came in the night. What did you do then? Come here. Go here. Bring here. Come here. So and so. Ya akhi, yarhamuk Allah, give her mercy. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, all of us among those who listen and obey inshaAllah ta'ala. So you cannot do that inshaAllah. The last thing in the hadith to complete before you go, وَلَا تَهْجُرْ إِلَّا فِي الْبَيْتِ. And if you need to treat the woman in the right way, don't abandon her. Hey, تَهْجُرْ. تَهْجُرْ come from hijra. Hijra means to leave her in the bed. And if you wanna, you have intention in order to train your woman to be good, to follow the way of Allah Ta'ala, to obey you. One of the treatment is tahjub. It means not to live, not to sleep with her in a bed. But some of the people say, Allah, I will show you. Listen, I will go to Sheikh Ali. I stay with Sheikh Ali, has an extra room. I stay 3 months over there and I give you punishment. I will never see me. La! When you treat, you leave her and for a limited time. You don't leave her in a bed alone for a couple of months or for 1 month. No! You cannot leave her more than a week. That is a treatment to show her that you are angry. You are not satisfying about her. I'm not going to sleep with you. So and so. So the woman, this is affecting her too much. When she see her husband doesn't sleep with her in the same bed, you go, live in a sofa, take another place to sleep, or sleep in the bathroom sometimes, it's all night, and leave her to show her that you have power over her and she must listen to you, inshallah, with justice. Ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to make all of us among those who listen and obey. Allahumma taqabbal minna wa qabbal minna wa ja'al lana min azwajina qurrata a'yun wa ja'alna lil muttaqin. طيب واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم ارض عنا يا رب العالمين. لا تسلط علينا بذنوبنا من لا يخافك وارحمنا. اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات. اللهم ارض عنا يا ربي ونعوذ بك من الفتن ما ظهر منها وبطن. اللهم يا ربي اهدي أولاد المسلمين ونساء المسلمين وشيوخ المسلمين واجعل بيوتنا يا ربي خالصة لوجهك الكريم يا رب العالمين. واحفظنا يا ربي من شياطين الإنس والجن. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين. يا الله give شفاء to the son of شيخ علي شوكت. يا الله relief all his pains. Ya Allah, return him to his family member inshallah with a good health. Ya Allah, protect him ya Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma ya Rabbi, ja'alu fi mizani hasanati. Allahumma shfihi shifa'an la yughadiru saqama. Allahumma shfi mardana wa marda muslimin. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah wa jazakumullah khaira. Subhanakallahu hamdik, shara la ilaha illa ant, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.